want stress? Well, talk about this one. The reformulated variables of how some Honolulu homes get taxed came into reality as homeowners receive their new tax bills. And while no one may be happy with escalating taxes, many non-resident homeowners of high-end properties are especially upset over the message that if their property is valued at $1 million plus, they'll have a higher tax bill. But should there be extenuating circumstances for some in this group, or do they just have to make a decision to keep or sell the property? Tom Yamachika is the president of the Nonprofit Tax Foundation of Hawaii, and he's here with us in studio this morning. Aloha. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
Well, maybe better than some people who found out that they're going to be in a different tax category. But we've been talking about this, since February? And nothing really crystallizes in your mind is when you open up that envelope and you see that all of a sudden you have a very different value for your property. And that may not be just, in this category, but specific to this one. There are a lot of people who are upset with this and say, well, this isn't fair. What if my property were only $999,000 as opposed to $1 million, and suddenly I'm in almost double the amount of taxes?
Right. The residential A classification, which came into effect actually last year, the classifications came into effect last year, but the rates came into effect this year. They continued taxing regular residential property, the type that you normally have at $3.50 per $100 assessed valuation, but residential A was set at $6, which is almost double, like you said, and a lot of people. It kind of created this big problem because a lot of people who were owner-occupants for some reason or other failed to file for their residential, their homeowner's exemption. And then without that, the property was automatically kicked up into residential A. And it doesn't take much in this state for property to hit $1 million. So that's why you hear all these horror stories about properties getting revalued at, way more than what they were, and homeowners being up in arms about that.
Because they can't afford to either live here, if they're non-resident and aren't in Hawaii. Some have made the argument, well, I can't even afford to live there anymore. And those who are here who maybe can't stay in their homes.
Well, it also affects renters. Another aspect of this is if you're not living in the home, you may be renting it, and the higher tax affects rental homes as well. So even if you live here, but you live someplace else, and you have this property that you're renting out, the new tax affects the rental properties as well. I mean, as long as you don't live in it, it hits, and then you have some rental people. The tenants, they're affected by this as well. So it's not just the owners, it's not just the non-residents. It can be people who are here but who are renting their houses.
And this may particularly hit home for people who have a parental home that they've inherited and they don't want to live it because they have their own home, so they're using it as income property.
That's right. That would fall into the jaws too.
So the idea of fairness in all of this, is there really a way, Tom, of being able to say, okay, this is the fair way to do it? I mean, isn't there always going to be that line and somebody who's going to be on one side of it and somebody who's going to be on the other side?
Well, as you've probably figured out, taxing anything is a complex business. How do you distribute the cost of government fairly among the people? Do you rely on homeowners? Do you rely on property owners? Do you rely on renters? How do you spread the burden? One of the things that's been happening for a number of years is, like in our city, we have this Real Property Tax Advisory Commission. My predecessor was the chair of it last time, and he created quite a stir, with that commission when he talked about, such things as questioning the charitable exemption that people had relied on for so long, or the credit union exemption. We're also looking at exemptions and and tax classifications, but just as recommendations to the council. So that is kind of an active project that we're working on at the moment. But there are definitely anomalies in the law, things that we want to look at, things that we want to question.
Specifically, what do you want to question? What's high on your list?
There were a number of things that were raised by the property tax administration folks themselves. One of the things that they had put on their list was there is a special exemption for for-profit child care centers, and they get the same exemption that nonprofit child care centers or any other nonprofits would get, which is pretty much a free ride. And the question was, well, why is a for-profit getting a free ride? For nonprofits, you can say, well, the nonprofit is given that status because their activities are supposed to be something that the government would otherwise do, and they're therefore helping what the government would be doing if that agency or that association wasn't there. But for a for-profit, that's something that they're questioning.
So looking at all these anomalies that you want to take a look at, anything in particular that you think that might be helpful to some of those who are now facing these giant tax bills with their homes and trying to figure out whether or not they, in fact, can hold on to them or not, or whether these properties need to be sold?
Well, one of the things that's happening right now is I believe City Council is considering some means to provide relief for, you know, the people who would qualify for homeowners exemptions but who hadn't filed for them. For people who aren't entitled to homeowner exemptions and have fallen into this residential A classification, there is an appeal deadline coming up in September. If you want to challenge the property valuation, that's pretty much the one thing that you can challenge, the rates set by ordinance already.
But if you're in a neighborhood where a lot of the homes have been escalating in value, it's going to be a tough case to make that your house perhaps isn't worth that much.
Well, that's probably where you'd need to get some professional help. You know, you don't really want to go at something like that alone. You'd want a professional opinion of some type to aid you in that decision-making process.
So for the moment, either if you haven't done your homeowner's exemption, you still have a little time left to do it.
Well, that's under a proposed the proposed ordinance. Right now you can't. Right now there's nothing you can do.
Well, maybe get it ready in hopes that maybe there will be some other heads that will prevail that say that there should be a little bit of time for this.
That's right.
All right, we'll wait and see if it happens. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tom Yamachika is the president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii. It's a private nonprofit educational organization dedicated to informing the taxpaying public about the finances of our state and local governments in Hawaii.